Welcome to the Reading Room, the Diagnostic Imaging Podcast. I am Jeff Hall, the Senior Editor for Diagnostic Imaging. In the second episode of a three-part podcast series, we'll be discussing recently published studies that have suggested moving to more of a risk-adapted model for breast cancer screening. I am pleased to be joined for this podcast series by Dr. Anand Narayan and Dr. Amy Patel. Dr. Narayan is the Vice Chair of Equity in the Department of Radiology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Dr. Patel is the Medical Director of the Liberty Hospital Breast Care Center in Kansas City and an Assistant Professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Now let's get to the questions for Dr. Narayan and Dr. Patel. Now, in addition to the ACR emphasizing earlier screening of high-risk populations with its updated recommendations, recent studies published by the Journal of the American Medical Association have suggested moving to more of a risk-adapted model for breast cancer screening. I just wanted to get your thoughts on these studies.
The studies are very interesting, and so the authors have conducted some very interesting approaches to address these particular problems and have come up with recommendations that talk about potentially adapting breast cancer screening paradigms based upon individuals who belong to different racial or ethnic groups. I think there's some interesting data here to talk about. It's worth mentioning about the fact that race itself is not an inherently it's inherently a social construct and not necessarily one that's founded upon biology, and that I think there are some real challenges about creating some of these categorizations in other types of guidelines and other recommendations that have created inequity, that have actually fostered some inequities by creating guidelines that have been derived in part by race, which itself is not something that has a strong biological foundation and that it can be reliably reproduced. So I think that's one challenge, but being aware of it and the potential social implications of it in terms of patient outcomes is something that is worth discussion. And I think one of the challenges with these types of recommendations is how does this actually play out in terms of clinical implementation? And they've got some very impressive data sets in these two particular studies that they've used to answer these questions. But I think some of the devil in the details is how you actually implement some of these things practically versus just a uniform recommendation, such as saying like, okay, we're going to start screening at age 40 and come in every year for your mammogram, versus how am I going to assess this? And some of the challenges associated with different racial and ethnic categorizations, which again are not necessarily founded upon biological reality. But so, for example, there are certain groups that, you know, if you sort of overly paint a broad brush within respect them, you really conceal the incredible diversity that exists within groups that are categorized with different racial and ethnic categories too. So there's of course a move in the genetic world is to move much more towards an ancestry-based kind of thing that's much more reflective of actual clinical outcomes as opposed to these categories which don't necessarily have biological reality to them. So I think there's some real challenges. I think it's great that the authors are now bringing some of this data to light here, and I think it'll really help us inform some of our clinical practice here. But I do think we have to have caution in terms of clinical implementation and potentially fostering inequities by using race-based science.
Now, you mentioned some of the barriers to adapting that. Are there any other potential barriers to shifting to more of a risk-adapted model?
As Dr. Narayan alludes to, there are a lot of layers to this. And in a perfect world, we could risk assess every person appropriately. And this is, you know, arguably the era of personalized breast care. But as Dr. Narayan alludes to, even if we were to risk assess and be personalized, even for race, we're still leaving out so many other issues that we may not be able to see on the surface. When you look at an operational standpoint, and just coming from experience of being a section chief, a medical director, it can be even challenging getting a woman, regardless of any race, to come back for her mammogram at 40 and beyond, and at their average risk. We have difficulties in the rural areas properly risk assessing patients to begin with, and then those patients falling through the cracks of who needs heightened imaging surveillance versus those who don't. There is quite an array of differences in mammography reporting systems in this country. There are a lot of facilities that may have a mammography reporting system where you may have a generated report and a letter that goes out to patients. But then there are other, for example, critical access care hospitals who may not have the same resources and have to literally manually send a letter to a patient because they don't have an actual mammography reporting system infrastructure to remind their patients to come back for their mammogram. So we have a lot of issues from the IT technical side, even amongst, again, it's looking very promising in the data, the research, it's wonderful for what we are identifying. But actual implementation of these measures, I do feel is going to be something that is difficult, and it's going to be a slow sort of movement in the years ahead, just like we've seen with AI. I mean, AI is something that has really taken our profession by storm, but the implementation of it has been slow go of it, given the so-called hype. And a lot of that has to come down and does come down to IT infrastructure. So these are some of the major challenges we have, and arguably deepens the disparity wider, particularly when you look at facilities that have access to these resources versus the facilities that don't.
I think Dr. Patel brings up a really important point about potential widening of disparities associated with some of these mechanisms. If you look at a risk algorithm, the existing risk algorithms that we have right now, you have many of them that have been founded upon data that was not representative of the patient populations that we serve. And so you have a tendency to underestimate risk in different patient populations and different in individuals who belong to different racial and ethnic minority groups. And so what that does is if you're underestimating risk, you potentially are limiting eligibility and referral for things like breast MRI, ultrasound, contrast enhanced mammo, things like tamoxifen for risk prevention, chemo prevention and things of that sort. So when you're doing that, you potentially are exacerbating these inequalities because now all of a sudden, some populations that have some of these extensive IT infrastructure and also the risk algorithms that are in have the inherent biases themselves in them. So you have many ways and many layers in which potential inequalities can be exacerbated, even though the intention might be to reduce some of these things. I think there's some real potential challenges that these may actually get worse in the context of risk-based screening paradigms.
I would like to thank Dr. Narayan and Dr. Patel for sharing their insights on this topic. I would also like to thank the listeners for joining us in the Reading Room, the Diagnostic Imaging Podcast. As always, visit diagnosticimaging.com for the latest news and perspectives in radiology.